wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, November the 3rd, 2013. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor every moment of our lives to extinguish the mind of Satan, to extinguish the mind of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. We endeavor daily to rise up out and above the mentality of warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction. We want to climb up out of that mentality, rise up and climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of freedom, justice, and equality. In that most high realm of the mind of the universe, we must find, will find, and are finding that we must go above and beyond all artificial barriers that separate poor working class masses of black, brown, red, yellow, and white. And we see that we must come together, work together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God and the queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice, I thank the Most High for such beautiful sister, is yet my producer, helper, engineer, coordinator, facilitator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. I pray that the Most High Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, will continue to bless my beautiful sister, Venice, her children, and her family. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. Let's give thanks and praises to the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yahweh, as having the attribute of begetting. That is Yahweh as the Almighty Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Almighty Father is Allah. A-L-L-A-H. Now, Allah is also an African Hebrew word originally, as the African Hebrew language is the mother-father language of the African Arabic. You may find Allah under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Allah carries the definition of the ascender, he who ascends us into his mind of supreme knowledge, that we may rise above this wicked system, that we may with this knowledge excel, become so excellent that we excel this wicked system and are able to organize to rid the universe of such wicked system and prepare the way for the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, the Almighty Father was known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Almighty Father, sacred, divine, masculine power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father was known as the Great and the Grand Father. We must give thanks and praises to the Almighty Mother, our beautiful Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, in the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Aim. Numbers chapter 11, Moses also refers to Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, as also having the attribute of conceiving. That is Yahweh as the Almighty Mother. So putting Yahweh with Aim, we get Yahweh Aim. See, Yahweh, defined as the existing one, is an African scientific word that is descriptive of the law and science of cause and effect, the law and science of birthing. The Almighty Father and Mother Yahweh, Yahweh, is the cause, the cause of all existing entities, bringing into existence through the law of birth. That is Yahweh, Yahweh. So Yahweh, Yahweh has to be Father and Mother. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of Wisdom. Wisdom 2454, Kokmoth, on the Hebrew side of the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother, mother of universe, mother of sun, moon, stars, planets, mother of creation, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach Kadosh. Ruach Kadosh. Ruach, the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. Kadosh, you hear the word ka, and when you combine ruach ha, you get ruach ka in the first word. Ruach ka, kadosh. The word ka is the African Egypt Kemet word for spirit. And that is because the Africans studied the whole of the universe and understood that the whole of the universe is alive and animated with the spirit and soul of the Almighty permeating every aspect and facet of every particle and atom in the universe. Nothing dead, all alive, even on a molecular level. When you look at that which is referred to as inanimate by the European scientists, know that the Africans saw everything as animated, because when looking at everything under the microscope of the Almighty on a molecular level, all is alive. All are alive. Ka, kadosh, holy and righteous, live universe. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Illah, I-L-L-A-H. Ashadu Illah, Illah, Il Allah. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, you hear Allah, the Almighty Mother. You hear Allah, the Almighty Father. Properly understood, none but our Mother Allah and our Father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say, properly understood, in the name of our Mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Now, Allah is also an African Hebrew word found under the number 5931 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. She is the feminine counterpart of Allah. You have Olah, spelled with an O. These are feminine counterparts. 5928-2930. Mother Holy Spirit in the personification of Olah, giving us the power to change our circumstance, to change our occurrence and circumstance, giving us the power to ascend, 5928-2930, Olah, ascend into the supreme mind of the supreme wisdom of the Almighty Mother, that we may do what? 5931, Allah, change our circumstance and occurrences so that we may be they who are the facilitators of the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, defeating and destroying this wicked system that has created wicked circumstances. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen Almighty Mother, sacred, divine feminine power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Arabic language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. Now you have Yahshua, which is the feminine. And then you have Yahushua, which is the masculine. We honor the masculine and the feminine as sacred and divine. Now, believe it or not, Christ has this day been revealed and manifested within the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So when I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, these are the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon. We are to go into the definition of Jesus Christ, the definition of Yahushua. The definition is health, wealth, and prosperity for the poor working class masses, oppressed proletariat peoples of the earth. Why is it that we have been denied health, wealth, and prosperity of the universe? It is because of the control of the wicked ruling class, the wicked ruling families who are satanic and demonic and are the oppressor and have denied us equal access to everything under the sun. So what is needed is deliverance. What is needed is liberty or liberation. These are the definitions of Yahushua. So we become Yahushua. What else does Yahushua mean? Yahushua is also defined as vengeance, because the Most High Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, wants to take vengeance on the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families for creating such a satanic, demonic, oppressive system of death, hell, destruction, warfare, bloodshed, colonialism, slavery, exploitation. And if we continue to follow after the wicked ruling class and ruling families, we invite vengeance upon ourselves, because we cannot continue to oppose the very essence of life and the power of life and not know that death follows behind such opposition. So we become Yahushua. We become Christ. We become who we are, Christ in human flesh, prepared in this day and time to fulfill the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, which teaches us that Christ would come in the last days in new names. And I declare that your name is the new name of Christ. You never knew it before, but you know it now. You are Christ in human flesh, and whatever your name is the new name of Christ. You are the deliverer of the oppressed masses in these last days of judgment in Babylon. Let's go back to the book of Revelation. We are looking at Yahushua giving a psychological analysis of the reasons for our inactivity as it concerns the plight of our sisters and brothers, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Yahushua wants that we be hot. He says hot or cold. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of clothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor and blind and naked. But going up to 15, I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Talking to Laodicea, telling us that we are the people of justice and the justice of the people. That's the definition of Laodicea. So all of us are prepared by the Most High to be the instrument that the Most High uses to obliterate this wicked system of death, hell, and destruction. But circumstances have caused us to be apathetic. Apathetic has to do with being indifferent, not caring one way or the other about something. And in my mind, apathy leads to antipathy. First, we begin not caring, not having any hatred or love for the poor and the oppressed, because of the control that the wicked have over information, over who we are, control over our minds, our institutions, governmental, financial, educational, and religious, causing us not to understand that we are connected to the universe and connected to each other, and we cannot stand to see our sisters and brothers of the human family suffer, and we not feel something. My minister Louis Farrakhan, and pray for my minister Louis Farrakhan. He has been fighting infection. Hopefully he's coming out of it and ready to get back on the battlefield. And we are ready to get back on the battlefield with him. But my minister Louis Farrakhan talked about organisms and organization and how the body is constructed like an organization. You have, I believe it's circulatory systems, like the blood is one system of the nine of the circulatory systems. You have nine of those. They act together. The head makes the power that controls this organization, that the nine systems act together to give life to the body. And when one portion of the body suffers, then the whole body feels it. If you stub your toe, your whole body feels it. If you cut your leg, your whole body feels it. Well, the human family, you see, sisters and brothers, we are the body of Christ, whether we know it or not. The whole of the universe is the body of Christ. And when any situation occurs in any portion of the universe, then that situation is felt all over the universe. Various teachings on quantum physics and quantum mechanics and the study of the atom, the most infinitesimally small portion, infinitesimally smallest portion of the universe called atom. The universe, like a hologram, I've heard it said, that if you break off a portion of a hologram, that portion reflects exactly every other portion of the hologram. So when one sights something in one portion of a hologramic picture, it is immediately sighted in other portions because they all are duplicates. So, sisters and brothers, because the universe is connected like that, when something happens over here, it is happening over there, and we are all connected. But see, the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, understanding these scientific dynamics, having studied what the Africans taught about the reality of the connection of you and I with the universe with you and I, and the Most High in the universe and in you and me, and our connection to each other, the Africans taught that we must feel for one another. We must have sympathy for one another. We must have love for one another. And we cannot stand to see any human being suffer an injustice and we just feel nothing. See, this is what Jesus wants us to understand. And so when we have apathy because of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families controlling our information, controlling our minds, many of us become discouraged, feeling like, well, these wicked ones have been in power for this amount, a period of time, nothing we can do, and we just go about our daily lives, walking around like zombies, not caring, not feeling. That's apathy. But apathy leads to antipathy, which is a strong feeling of aversion and repugnance, a strong feeling of disgust with something or someone. And so you see many people, as they dwell in apathy, not caring, then you come with truth, you come with righteousness, you come with justice, then they all of a sudden grow into this feeling of antipathy and begin to have strong aversion and repugnance to the poor, the working class, the masses. This is what Yahushua wants to mitigate against. This is what Yahushua is teaching us about. Yahushua wants that we go into our minds, understand why we are thinking like we are thinking, do a psychoanalysis of ourselves, and why is it that many of us who were hot for standing up for equal rights and justice, we were hot and in love with the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. But when Barack Obama became president, now we are apathetic, having the spirit of apathy, lukewarm, as Yahushua, Jesus, is saying here in the book of Revelation chapter 3. But that apathy leads to antipathy. And so we must be honest with ourselves and understand our thinking, and then be honest and say the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families knew exactly what they were doing when they chose Barack Obama to be president to cool us out and make us lukewarm. Yahushua is here to shake us up. Yahushua says, be hot or cold. But he wants us to be hot. And so he continues giving us psychological examination, psychoanalysis. And he gives us the remedy. Yahushua has pointed out our problem. And now Yahushua is going to give us the solution to our problem. In verse 18 of chapter 3 of the book of Revelation, Yahushua says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. See, he told us we weren't rich, but now he's going to show us how to be rich. He further says, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. Oh man. And that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. You see, you go to church, you go to mosque, you go to cathedral, you go to the colleges. See, we don't separate religion and so-called secular. You go to the colleges, you go to Oxford and Cambridge, you go to these Ivy League schools in America. I can't call them all of a sudden. But you know the Ivy League schools in America. You go to these high Stanford. You go to these UCLA. All these Ivy League schools where they say, okay, now you have knowledge. Now you have wisdom. Now you are rich. Now you see. Now you understand. Jesus says, no, you do not. You do not understand. You are poor and you are miserable. And this is not just for the poor working class masses of the people. This is for the house of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and families who claim they have knowledge, claim they have sight, claim they have insight. This is also for the politicians, presidents, prime ministers, queens and kings, these who are the keepers, the doorkeepers to this system. This is for all of us to see where we fit. Let's take this first break. See you on the other side of the break.